A controversial TV host urged to make one final appearance. Domino's finds that it doesn't translate well overseas, and a local bloke becomes one of the girls.
Hey, it's Evie Bayman, and this is your Daily Batuta for Thursday, the 11th of August.
I'm Clancy Overall. Thank you for tuning in.
And starting off, and there's been calls for Jerry Springer to come out of retirement to grill this bald-headed clown on TikTok.
Yes, if you're lucky enough to not have come in contact with the latest flash-in-the-pan misogynist to go viral on TikTok, you might not be familiar with the newest wave of controversial opinions currently infecting the brains of young men who don't know how to talk to women.
Andrew Tate, a former mixed martial arts expert who has recorded one fight against a plumber in rural England, is making a name for himself in the dark corners of the internet as the natural progression for losers who took the very worst out of Jordan Peterson's self-help doctrines.
According to Andrew Tate, women belong in the home, can't drive, and are a man's property. Some women-hating opinions there that have managed to get more engagement on social media than Kim Kardashian and Donald Trump. This leads us to 78-year-old daytime TV host Jerry Springer, who has been identified as the only man capable of reining in Andrew Tate and his hateful rhetoric as the world realises that despite its flaws, we need the Jerry Springer Show more than ever right now to ridicule this vitriol on daytime TV.
Well, I can't actually drive, but Wendell can't either, so I think that's fine.
Yeah, that equals it out in our newsroom.
Yeah, it And next up, Domino's has been forced to pull out of Italy after uncultured locals turned their noses up at hot dog crust and lava cakes.
Yes, a major fast food franchise has this week had to take a firm loss after a seven-year experiment ended in tears. The major pizza chain Domino's has had to withdraw from the nation of Italy after failing to crack the market for some strange reason.
Yes, famous for pizzas that no one ever wants to pay full price for, Domino's said they were forced to pull out of the southern European nation, citing market competition and mum and dad operations having a firm hold on consumers.
Funnily enough, it seems like Italians aren't into eating an entire day's worth of calories in one sitting, which has left Domino's with no other option but to say fuck them. They can go back to their boring pizzas if they're going to be a snob.
And lastly, we've got some local news, and a previously standoffish male co-worker is now the biggest contributor to the girls' gossip session.
Yes, when David Waller had started his role as a web developer for BBD Media, he found himself being one of three blokes in a team of roughly 14 women. Having gotten used to chatting about sport and only sport, David was surprised to discover that the women were more than happy to have extremely unfiltered conversations about dating, relationships and sex, and to dive deep into their own personal lives for everyone else there to dissect.
Though he'd been a little bit standoffish at first, David now finds himself quickly swiveling around in his chair at the slightest hint of gossip, happily offering the girls a glimpse into the male mind and workshopping all their boy problems.
Good on him.
And for quote of the day, it comes from tennis legend Serena Williams, who has recently graced the cover of Vogue magazine. And in the article, she said, "I've never liked the word retirement. Maybe the best word to describe what I'm up to is evolution. I'm here to tell you that I'm evolving away from tennis towards other things that are important to me."
I hope we still get to see you, Serena, and your fashion. Speaking of evolving, she has evolved women's fashion, and we will miss you terribly.
And that's what's making news today. See you later.
Hooroo!